Now, the rest of the story. Little Tommy had everything that money could buy, and yet the thing he needed most, he could not buy at any price. Frail, bespectacled, quiet, Tommy was labeled a slow learner, a hopeless dunce. Indeed, until the age of 12, he could not read, not at all. He was read to by members of the family. He would listen enthralled to the tales of Cooper and Scott and Dickens, but he could not read them nor anything else. Otherwise, Tommy's advantages in life were many. His parents were Southerners. They lived in the Deep South all during the uncivil war and subsequent Reconstruction. Yet not once during that time, while Tommy was growing up, despite the hardships all around them, not once did the family want for the slightest necessity or luxury. Tommy's father was known as an outstanding scholar. More than anything, he wished for a learned son. Tutors were hired. Dad even tried teaching Tommy himself, but the results were always the same. The youngster just never quite caught on. At 13, Tommy was finally reading, but only painstakingly. At last, his father surrendered. The boy simply could not absorb knowledge, it seemed. And yet, even if Tommy were virtually ineducable, he could at least become a gentleman, and so his dad set out to make him a gentleman. And over the years that followed, Tommy was encouraged to rehearse the social graces. In these, he became adept. But all of his life, Tommy was to read with the utmost difficulty, and that might have ruined him. Today, we call it dyslexia, the inability to organize letters and words on a page and pour them effectively into one's mind. That was Tommy's problem. Dyslexia may be caused by a number of conditions, brain damage, low intelligence, emotional disorders, even adverse social circumstances, but none of these conditions applied to Tommy. His case is now said to have been one of developmental dyslexia. That's a highly specific and presumably congenital inability to recognize words and letters easily. Decades before the condition had been identified and described, it made Tommy appear stupid, actually unable to learn. Well, today, regarding the condition of dyslexia in general, and Tommy's case in particular, today we know much different. For once upon a time, there was a poor little rich boy, a youngster whose learning was limited to the stories which had to be read to him by his parents and his sisters. His reputation as ineducable temporarily obscured what was actually a natural leadership ability. It was evident when he was at play with other children, and little might anyone have imagined that the boy's early lack of literary skill forced him to focus on the spoken word. And do you know what? Eventually, that made him a very fine speaker. And there was another quality which Tommy possessed, one that made all the difference. That was determination. To learn despite his reading difficulties, to become educated at Princeton, no less, to finish law school, to get elected President of the United States. The poor little rich boy, whom no one thought would amount to anything, was Thomas Woodrow Wilson. And now you know the rest of the story.